VBS workers meeting at 5:30 p.m. in the chapel. And then we're also going to have the West Coast Baptist College Harvest Trio with Toby Weaver in the p.m. service. And Toby and his group has been here before. They sing really well, and so we thank the Lord for bringing them this way. And just looking down through this, you are working in VBS in any way, any service that you're doing there, they're going to have a VBS meal and canvassing. It's like a drop-in meal. You just drop in, serve between 6 and 6:45 on Tuesday, May the 23rd, and have canvassing after that. And then the May the 24th, we're going to have the Ridgepoint Teens New Parent Orientation after the service in the youth department. And then next Sunday, May the 28th, we'll have our Bus Ministry Appreciation Sunday. And so we're thankful for our bus ministry. I won't go any further than that. I will leave that. You can read it in your bulletin. Been speaking to several people this morning as I go around and talking about the sick and those that are battling cancer, those that are having issues. So as far as I know, Brother Bob Daniels is still progressing in strength, and Mickey Archer is still about the same as he was, and so we're still praying for Pat Shaw. She's battling her issues all the time. It seems like that she's not able to get past some of those things that are happening with her. So Brother Joe, praying for her. And then Miss Judy Whitson, praying for her. And also we have a new person. I talked with Wayne Hauser yesterday. His son-in-law, Ben Spencer, and I know y'all probably don't know Ben, but he lives out Crystal Springs out here, and they have found him to have cancer now, so let's remember him in prayer. And just a number of people. Miss Judy said this morning, Judy Martin said that her sister is getting along well with that broke hip, so let's keep her in our prayers. And just remember the service this morning. Remember Brother Steve as he comes. And let's just go to the Lord now and ask for his blessings on this time. Okay. Okay. Brother Harold's sister, Norma Whitehead. And she's at Johnson City Medical Center. Okay, y'all remember her. Okay, Miss Sheila. Say your name. Okay, Miss Aldridge. Okay. All right, anybody else got a request you want to mention? Maybe by just an uplifted hand, you'd say, I have something on my heart. Okay. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, this day for your love. God, we thank you for the blessings. And Lord, it truly is a blessing to get to come out to church today. God, you have blessed us so much, Lord, to give us strength and health that we're able to be here. And Lord, as we pray for these this morning that's not able to be here, dear Lord, many of them were here faithfully, Lord, and things happened in their life, dear God, that they're not able to be here today. Lord, we pray for them. And Lord, there's many that we didn't mention, but God, you know, and we ask for you to be with them in the need they have. And Lord, remember that you are the great physician, God. You are the one that that heals us, dear God. You're the one that takes care of us. And Lord, I pray this morning for Brother Steve, Lord, as he comes, may you help him and give him the word that you'd have him to teach to us. Lord, also would you remember our pastor as he comes in the morning service. God, thank you for your love again and your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Danny. Okay, we're going to start a study probably through the summer, if we can get through it then. It's a 10, 13-part thing. I haven't done this lesson probably in, I added up the other day, it was about 14 years ago. So it's been a while. That was back when we had the faith class, I guess, back over in the gym. Some of us were there. A lot of the, turn up the volume a little bit. Okay, is that better? Okay. So why do we study the names of God? We're going to look at that, how God's names, it defines him, it gives us understanding of who he is in a grand way, but it also in a personal way. As we go through life, we are involved in life's problems, life's gifts. Early in all our lives, we had children, and what a blessing that is. And we thank God for their health and what he meant to us then and what he means to us now. It can be different. It can be different from one day to the next, because God is, heaven cannot hold or constrain the size or the power of God. So how do you put a name on that? I've got a list here of 200 names just for Christ. 200. And many more for God Almighty. But those names say and speak to our hearts as we go through life, and we have problems and issues and blessings and on and on and on. It's a moving target, but it's a live and living thing. That's why we say that the Bible is a living thing. The Word is living. What it may mean to me now, a year from now, it may mean something else. We can read a verse, and God can speak through us through that verse today. A lot of the things we've talked about in the last month or so, how 10 years ago it didn't speak to us. But today, with the shape the world is in, a lot of those things that we studied and God said was going to happen and it is happening, speaks to us in a different way today. And so many people sick. So many people have cancer. Our cancer list just seems to keep growing. And I know we have a lot of members, and lots, you know, our church is growing, and that's a wonderful thing. And as it grows, everybody that's sitting in this auditorium, there's different names of God that mean different things to each one of us at different periods of time. And they all can apply to us at any time. Some of the names mean the same thing to all of us. But some of the names in the next weeks to come as we look at these names will be specifically His Word speaks to our hearts with who He is for us at the time in our lives that we have needs. As for me personally and Pam, we both had losses in the last year to cancer. Loved ones with cancer that fought the fight, and God seemed fit to let our loved ones go to heaven. And at the time, God gives us strength for that. As God gives us strength today for different issues in life. We were just talking about how thin money's getting right now for everybody. And verses in the Bible that says it'll happen. And how difficult it can be just buying groceries today and keeping your family fed. Talking to all my kids, and they're all got good jobs and doing well. But you start having food bills of $300 a week, it starts pressing you up against things that we never thought we'd be pressed for. So what do? We run to God. We need to run to God and look to His Word and look for His name. You know, when Moses was introduced to God. We don't know God no more than what we have in the Word. His Word has always been what mankind had even back to Moses and Adam and Eve. God came to them. God comes to me and you. God came to Moses, and what name? He didn't know who he was. And the Jews attach meanings to words. Words have meanings. Names has meanings. More than English. English is really a dirty language in a way that it's not clean like Latin or Greek, where words mean exactly that. They can mean various in our language. You can add and take away this or that and change the meaning of it. And the same thing can happen to God's Word, God's name, which we're going to look at in the weeks to come. But it means so much to us at this particular time in our lives. You know, Harold's sister's sick. It means something different to Harold. And other ones here that's got lost loved ones and sisters that's hurt and wives that are sick and been sick for a long time and on and on and on. The names of God means power in our lives. Just like when Moses was on the mountaintop there and God revealed himself and he could only look at his hinder parts. Because of his glory. And he said, I am that I am. Well, I am can be multiple things in our life. If you really think about that. You can add anything to that. I am your fortress. I am your strength. On and on and on. We can see the power of that. Through God's Word. And that's what we have is God's Word to strengthen us. God's a spirit. We can't see Him. We can't touch Him. God's Word's inspired by the Holy Spirit. Written down by men of old that were touched by God. Breathed on by God. God's Word was breathed into the Bible. Into the Word that we have today. And His names were breathed into the Word of God. And it is a revelation of His person, His provisions, His care, His protection, His concern, all those things are in different names of God. And as we look at those things, some of these names are going to hit you square on. They do me. I have certain needs. You have certain needs. You have private needs. All our hearts seek God for answered prayers and whatever it may be for our kids, for our family, for our finances, for whatever, health, for our church. And as we seek God's face and we see His provision, you can find a name that means that in God's Word. Knowing God, you know, Paul wanted to know God closer. It's hard for me to talk about in a way that last year I wanted to know God. I stopped asking why. And I looked for God's knowledge and who He was, who He is. And we get to that point that we have no hope. And we have to look to God for His knowledge. God, give me understanding of who You are and what You're doing. And He enlightens us. And the only way we can get to that, I'm sorry, still emotional. When I talk about God and get close to God, it's emotional. My love for God comes out my eyes. I'm not going to apologize for that, because I love God and who He is and what He can do for each one of us. As we look to the Word and look to His names. But the knowledge that we seek, the name of God can help us know who He is and what He has done and what He's going to do. You start looking at the names of God and it opens up knowledge to our hearts and minds of directions in what we should do and how we should pray, who we should be to others. And we start seeking His face and looking and say, God, I just need Your knowledge. I need Your help. I need You to... It's important for me to live my daily life if I don't know You in a personal way. It goes way beyond salvation. Yes, salvation's important. Yes, what He did on the cross is so important. The gift of salvation, yes, that's at the top of the list. And all of us that have trusted Christ as our Savior, we've got that. But it's way beyond that what we get. We get the hope of heaven and all those things attached to salvation. But one of the most important things is He gives us knowledge to live this life as a Christian, as someone that walks right and talks right and acts right in this crazy world that we have today. It's lots of graduations going on now. I was at one with my first granddaughter this weekend, graduated from high school, from a Christian college, Christian high school. And praise the Lord, it was more like a church service than it was a graduation. So much different from the world and some of the parties and in K-Town this weekend, all the hotels were booked and all this, the college graduations and high schools and the parties and all that goes along with all that. And we know where all that goes. But praise the Lord, my children have the knowledge enough from God to know that they need to stay away from some of that worldly stuff. And that comes from knowing God and knowing who He is and knowing some of His names that they've applied to their life as they grow. There's nothing more important than a relationship with God. Now, where is our relationship with God? Where is our knowledge of who He is? Where is that? Where is that with you today? Now, all this stuff's personal. I can stand up here and just talk and read verses, but if you don't apply it to your life, you're not going to get it. God's a personal thing. He wants us to be intimate with Him. He wants us to understand that the happiness that we, our lives, are dependent on Him, not worldly things. He wants us to look to Him. He wants us to look to His names and what He can do for us. See, we run our lives. The world is running in all directions. And they never think about running to God until something bad happens. Folks, I need to be prayed up and ready for something bad to happen. I need to pray for my children and my grandchildren and my family and my loved ones and folks in the church. And use those names of God and those things that He promises that's in His name. You know, we can look at all these Old Testament names and people that were living during the New and the Old Testament. And a careful study as we go into this over the next weeks to come, a careful study of His names can bring the depth to our relationship, the joy and the power that God can give us by just looking at His names. We all sit here and we say, well, we know He's all powerful. We know He's all knowledgeable. We know He knows everything from the end to the beginning. We know that. But do we really grip onto that? Life can get tedious and fast, and we get so entangled in the cares of life. It's so easy to leave out God. And that's why we need to be in His Word every day, really. That's why we need to study who He is. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to look at His names, God's names. It signifies who He is in a way that I want to know more about Him. God, as we want to know more about Him and we seek God's face to know more about Him, He will reveal Himself to us as we go through things that are tough to go through. Death of loved ones. Some of us have had death of children or know people that have that. Hard things. In life, God never promised a bed of roses for this life. And we know that's in the Word. So what do? We got to look at God. We got to seek His knowledge, and through His names, we can understand who He is. Look at Moses. What did his original Jewish name mean? The name of Moses was a Hebrew name, and it meant drawn out. He was drawn out of the water, out of a basket. And look what Moses did. Deep meanings. Did Pharaoh's family know that when they pulled that baby out of the water, what was going to happen through that man, through that child? They had no idea. We don't know. We don't know a smidgen of what God's got planned with something that we may say, that we may do with God's name, and what it may mean to someone else. Folks, it's a powerful thing. And just the right witness at the right time with someone that's hurting, we can't do anything, but God's name can. It can change people's lives. How many times have you sat and held somebody's hand and cried with them or prayed with them and read God's word to them? And it helped them. It wasn't what you were saying. It's what God was saying. And what was God's name to them at that time? What? We can go on and on and look at, just think about Samuel. And his mother crying, and Hannah needed a child and was childless, and how Samuel changed the world for the nation of Israel in those days in the Old Testament, and what his name meant. It's names are important. Name was important for us. What's people think about your name? Do they know who you are? Do they know what it stands for? Oh, he's a businessman. Oh, they really care. Oh, he goes down to Buffalo Ridge Church. And on and on and on. Just here, just us. Connections to our name speaks to people and who we are. Look at Naomi. She changed her name in Ruth. She had had such a loss. She has had such difficulty that she changed her name to Mara. She was bitter, is what that meant. I think that's a sad report. But she was coming out of a religion that did not have God. She had Ruth that knew the truth of the Jewish nation and brought her back to her hometown. And people knew her name at that time. I thought it was Naomi. No, it's Mara. She's bitter. We can't let our name be marred with things of the world. We have to hold God up and let people see God and see His name at the top of things. The names of God stands for His nature, His being, His character, I mean, God, through His promises, through His Word, God reveals Himself and His names in many, many ways. God is a spirit, like I say, and we can't see Him, can't touch Him. But we have the Word, God's divine existence, His divine caretaking for us. Knowing God, just saying, I know God. And we've got people in the world now speak about the intelligence, how to study, how to talk, how to give speaking, and just know. They just know about God. Well, just knowing, the devil knows that there's a God. Just knowing don't get it. But I mean, there's a lot of people have a lot of activity about God, and churches with activities and entertainment and music and all that. They float along knowing that there is a God. But do they ever really grab on to who He is, to His essence, to the power that He can give us through His names? So many things in God's Word that we hold on to that are connected with who He is. God's Spirit is in His Word, and when we seek to find knowledge, not the knowledge that we just know He's there, we've got that, but the deeper knowledge that gives us understanding of what God wants us to be, how God wants us to reason, just pure intelligence and knowing, you cannot know God. You know about Him, but you can't know Him. To know Him, to know what He wants, to know how He wants you to live. A year ago, I was seeking God's knowledge, to know what to do, know how to be. And it would have been so much more difficult if I hadn't looked to the depth of the knowledge of God and how to be and how to act and how to deal with death. Those of you that have had to deal with, you know what I'm talking about. We often say, and I hear people say, I don't know how they would do it without God. How do you deal with this death without God? Knowing the final destination for anybody that has trusted Christ as their Savior is heaven. They're in a better place. They're not suffering no more. And God provided that. And the knowledge, if we seek the depth of His knowledge and look at who He is in His names, it will enlighten our hearts and our minds and our life. There's so many verses that we could look at. In Romans 11:33, it says, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out." Unsearchable and His judgments. Folks, there is going to be a judgment day. And we just talked about that in the last 3 or 4 months. It is right here on us. I cannot have a business conversation with anybody that I know that are good Christian guys. It's who I try to deal with. That the conversation immediately goes to where, have you ever seen a time like this? It's every day. It's on everybody's mind. And it's his judgment is coming, and we don't understand it all. We've talked a little bit about it, a lot about it. But to really understand, you start looking at his names and it starts opening your eyes up to who he is and how he's going to deal with things. Galatians 1:15 says, but when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb, he called me by his grace. And you start looking at things like that and you wonder, how in the world can some of these politicians or people or laws fighting about abortion? Another sign of that the devil is just blinded people in this world. God knew us from the beginning, knew us in the womb. To reveal his son into me that I might preach among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with the flesh and the blood. Here in Galatians, we have Paul talking to the heathen. Even in that day, they were dealing with the Roman Empire and all the world powers and heathens that they called some of the people in the Gentile nations at that time, which, praise the Lord, we know that the missionary journeys of Paul ended up going to the Gentiles. So he was looking to God then and understood that his flesh and blood couldn't do it. Matthew 16:15, he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Christ said. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered him and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Malu, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but the Father which is from heaven. So even at that point, the disciples, they had Christ. They could touch him. They could hold his hand, but couldn't really grip what he really was, that he was God in the flesh. And he turns around and says that the Holy Spirit revealed that to you, because you don't have the ability. You don't have the ability to understand who I am without the Holy Spirit. Now, praise the Lord, from the cross to the resurrection and the Holy Spirit coming down permanently. Back in those days, the Holy Spirit come and went. But after the cross, he gave us the Comforter. He gave us the Holy Spirit to have some understanding, because flesh and blood cannot understand, even begin to understand who he is, this great I am. So we have that today. Now, can we quench the Holy Spirit? Of course we can. We still got that sinful nature in our heart, and the devil attacks that. But we have to purpose in our prayer life and our Bible reading to look and say, God, I need to know you personally today. I need to know what I need to do today. God, help me. Because I don't understand. And we can look at the world and easily say that. Say, God, I don't understand. I mean, I've quit listening to the crazy news. And looking at the phone and all the crazy stuff. It's just crazy. It'll drive you nuts. Let God handle it. So as we go through these names in the next few weeks, we're going to come up with names that touches you and you and you and you and me. Everyone may not apply to you. But then there's going to be a one that touches you and what's going on in your life. That's how powerful God is in His Word. I've got to quit. Because I'm a minute over already. So praise the Lord for Him and His names. And we're going to talk a lot more about that. Let's pray and we can be dismissed. Lord, we thank you for your love. Thank you for your names that we're going to look at. Thank you for your power and your knowledge, and you know all and can do all. Lord, we thank you for that. Thank you for your salvation. Lord, give us understanding of who you are today for each one of us. Be real to each one of us. Step into our lives and help us as we go through this life. Lord, we love you and thank you for your word. Thank you for Christ and what you did on the cross. Lord, I pray for our pastor today. You give him the words to preach and teach your word, that it may touch someone's heart and they'll be saved before it's eternally too late. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. Thank you, guys. You're dismissed.